Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for what I think of as an intelligence briefing on the war for the free world. In the battle space of that war, of course, the Department of State is a very big player. It is not always constructively so, but when it is usually because it's being influenced by people like our first guest. He is Christian Whiten. He has served in the senior reaches of that department, including most recently as a man helping Rex Tillerson, the now outgoing Secretary of State. As we speak to him, the hopefully incoming Secretary of State, Michael Pompeo, is undergoing examination by the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. He has been keeping an eye on those proceedings, and I'm very anxious to get a sense from him as to both the candidate and the auto de fe that he is being subjected to at the moment. Christian Whiten is the author of a very important book entitled Smart Power: Between Diplomacy and War. He's a practitioner of it. We're always delighted to catch up with him. Welcome back, Christian. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Frank. Great to be here.
So let's start with Mike Pompeo. You've doubtless had experience observing him, at least, if not close at hand, from a far remove. What do you make of this nominee, and how do you think he's handling himself so far in the Senate Foreign Relations Committee?
Well, so far, so good, Frank. I did see Pompeo a little bit at the transition when I was working on getting Tillerson and Haley confirmed. And, you know, very approachable, good guy, humble, knowledgeable, smart. And you're seeing that come across today again in the confirmation hearing. There's the usual sort of half hour plus of Kabuki theater where he's being introduced, where he's going through his opening remarks, where senators themselves bloviate at length.
Unfortunately, that's not confined to the opening half hour in my experience. The bloviating goes on and on and on.
That's what they're best at, the world's greatest deliberative body. A couple of things struck me at first. One is there's a lot of focus, especially in his opening remarks and also in his tenure at the CIA, to management. And, you know, State has lacked a political team. There are, of course, some good people over there doing very good work, but they have been small in number, few in number. And I think Pompeo will move rapidly to fill that with a real political network, because that's really how you get things done at the State Department. Otherwise, it just turns into a big episode of Yes, Minister.
But isn't the problem to some extent, and again, you were working with Rex Tillerson, the Senate and its deliberations, such as they are, about these various political appointments, at least at the, you know, assistant secretary and above level?
That is a big problem, both with ambassadors and with assistant secretaries. There are people like Papa Doug Manchester, who, you know, we haven't had an ambassador to the Bahamas since 2012. I mean, think of it as a, you know, massively important post, but it is in that part of the world. And we haven't had an ambassador to Germany during the entire Trump administration. And there are a couple things going on over there, and that is the fault of the Senate. However, even at the deputy assistant secretary level and other Schedule Cs, as they're called, that has been also sort of the fault of the State Department, of the political team that was there before. So that's something that Pompeo can switch tomorrow.
Any prognosis on his prospects for confirmation?
It's looking pretty good. You know, the fact that Menendez is already in favor of him, Menendez being the ranking member, the senior most Democrat on the committee, and of course, Corker is in favor for him. I was a little worried at the early outset because Rand Paul is a no because of Pompeo and you know, not doing what Rand wants to do on Iraq and prisoners and things like that. And once you lose one Republican, there's always the worry that if the Democrats block vote, then you will lose, because Republicans only have a one vote margin on that committee. In fact, most Senate committees. But the fact, you know, previously Kane voted in favor of Pompeo on the floor for CIA director. So that's a probable yes on the committee. Menendez, and who knows, maybe he can pick up some more. And I think he's saying all the right things. He prioritized Russia, which is what they want to hear, even though I don't think that's actually the biggest threat in the world by a long shot. But nonetheless, he seems to be doing the right things.
Good. Let me ask you about two other topics quickly, if I can, Christian Whiten. One is John Bolton, a man both of us, I think, have come to know and admire over the years, is now, of course, the National Security Advisor to the president. Your thoughts on that appointment as well?
I think it's a great appointment. And, you know, we've heard all the good things about John. Skepticism about the Iran deal, skepticism about China, skepticism about getting the deal of the century out of North Korea. But on the positive side, John really is a good bureaucratic negotiator and knows how to move things through a bureaucracy, I should say. That's very important. I think that's something that, you know, some of the generals in the administration aren't necessarily terrific at. They have many skills and many things that are important, but the politics and the bureaucratic warfare, they're maybe not quite as skilled at. And that's where he can really shine, is enforcing Trump's decision down on the bureaucracy.
Yeah. Well, I think being aligned with the president's views on these things is a big start. Finally, and very quickly, Christian Whiten, what do you make of where we are with respect to Syria at the moment? We're going to talk more about this at length with our next guest, David Goldman, but I'd be very interested in your reading on the situation, having, as I said, been involved in global affairs for some time in the Department of State.
I think Trump is right. His two instincts. One is that Assad has to pay a price for using chemical weapons, and we should control escalatory dominance. And it should be a bigger price than he paid last time, since he didn't learn and he didn't refuse to use them subsequently. So I think we're going to see something. It'll be in conjunction with the Brits and the French, and that will be good. But more importantly, I think Trump's instinct that as we accomplish our mission in Syria and kill ISIS, then we don't need to get involved in a quagmire there. We will have interests, but we're not going to turn the place into Beverly Hills, nor should we try, and that we need to keep our powder dry for bigger threats like China and like Islamism as a political force, rather than sort of, you know, managing the outcome or going to war against Assad specifically.
On that point about Islamism, one of the problems, as you know, that we've had for some time, in fact, it's going to be used, I think, to hector Mike Pompeo in the course of this hearing as well, is that the U.S. government has not been terribly squared away on what I think of as Sharia supremacism, really, as a totalitarian ideology. President Trump, as a candidate, couldn't have been more clear about that as the problem and about, you know, his determination to address it as such and to counter it. Do you anticipate that this is going to be a priority and get actually properly handled by the president's new national security team?
I've hoped for so long, I'm a little hesitant to call a prognosis or give a positive one, because I would just say there are people in the government who, given the signal to fight the ideology, are really willing and able. There are other people who, you know, are taking the political correct view that Islamism is too close to Islam, and they are, you know, too dumb to figure out one is a political ideology. And anyway, so I hope springs eternal. I think this is the best chance we've had since 9/11 to get this right.
We have a bureaucracy, and we've been deeply penetrated, I think, by people who are playing for that other team. So those are working against this opportunity. Christian Whiten, you are a brilliant practitioner of smart power between diplomacy and war, the title of your book. As senior fellow at the Center for the National Interest and a senior vice president for Banner Public Affairs, I know you will keep up the good work. As promised, David Goldman is up next. Spengler, we'll talk with him about Syria. Do we have a strategy? And if not, what should it be? Right after this.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.